You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
And welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, July 7th, 2025. Grandpa Dan with you on RadioAlbion.com, kicking off your work week once again with another installment of the Daily Mail Monday of the Daily Nationalist. Now, I recorded my Parish of the Patriots show Saturday, and I get in. It'll be up tomorrow, of course, and I'll be getting into a little bit of these floods we had down in the Hill Country here in Texas. Mostly focused on the topic of dealing with tragedy. Normal people cannot look at something like this and not find it heartbreaking. You know, I mean, these types of events are the sort of thing that tests your humanity. You know, when you look at this and you think about these children being swept away in this flood, and what their parents could be going through. Normal, functioning, healthy human beings, you know, find this sad. They find this troubling. That's normal people. But then you have other people who are so embroiled, so caught up in politics, that they reveal themselves for who they are. And we're going to get into that here today a little bit with a couple of stories. And we've got some other stories here as well to get into. Now, we all remember when the left, the run-of-the-mill left, used to go around and try to pretend like they were all about the caring, you know, that they were the ones against hate. And apparently those days have gone out the window. Texas pediatricians, this headline, Texas pediatricians flood post claiming MAGA, quote, got what they voted for, backfires spectacularly. A Texas pediatrician has been fired after claiming that Trump supporters got what they voted for following the tragic floods in the state. Dr. Christina Probst sparked massive backlash after she took to Facebook to share a now deleted message where she appeared to take glee in the floods that have left 82 dead, including at least 28 children. May all visitors, children, non-MAGA voters, and pets be safe and dry, the post read. Kerr County MAGA voted to gut FEMA. They deny climate change. May they get what they voted for, bless their hearts. A screenshot of Probst's post was shared on Twitter over the weekend, sparking demands that she be fired and even have her medical license revoked. Now, this person is a pediatrician, a children's doctor. You know, so she's essentially from this post saying that these little kids who can't even vote got what they voted for. I just, you know, what the hell's wrong with people? You know, I mean, I wish everybody could come to realize that all of this political stuff is meaningless. You know, this is just theater. And yet, see, people get so caught up in the theater and acting like it's real, and they personalize it, and then they twist things around, and it really destroys people. It destroys people that get really caught up and believe in this shit. This woman is supposed to be a children's doctor. These kids, you look at these stories of these dead children, and she thinks this is great. I mean, she thinks that these people, quote unquote, got what they deserved. I mean, I don't know. What the hell is wrong with people? You know, I mean, if this was some little, I don't know, little commie camp and these little kids got washed away, I wouldn't be sitting here doing a show laughing about it going, oh, well, they got what they deserved. climate change. How about some talk about the possibility of weather manipulation? There's something that would be interesting. Climate change. I get into a little bit of this on the show tomorrow, so I hate to rehash too much, but the way these floods work, what we call when the river comes down, and I've witnessed this myself, it is quite a unique phenomenon, but it's just, it's a part of the way nature works. It is a part of nature. I've seen the river come down on a sunny day with no rain. Everybody keeps talking about how much it rained. And yes, this is true, but it's not just about where it rained locally. There's a misconception people have. It's about how much it rains upstream. I've been out on a bright sunny day and crossed a river where it was like an inch deep. And then 2 hours later, come back. And that river is running and wide. You can't go across it unless you're going to get swept downstream. This is what it means. I remember when being a little kid and I'd hear the old timers talk about, the river coming down. And I didn't understand. I thought that meant the water level was going down. What do you mean there's a flood? It means it comes down. It's like visualize a tsunami. You're often familiar with how tsunamis work. It's like that only in a river. That's what it means when the river comes down. And it has more to do with the rain upstream than the local rain, though that obviously plays a part in it as well. And it happens incredibly fast. And the fact that this happened in the middle of the night, what the hell was FEMA? Gutting FEMA? This wouldn't have happened if FEMA wasn't quote-unquote gutted? There's no reasoning. This is just, I don't know. This is just people being too involved, too wrapped up in politics and twisting things into, way out there. Here's another example. And this is just, look, this is just rage bait. And this is kind of what I wanted to get into by highlighting these two stories. This is promoted to promote rage. These stories have an intention. When you read anything the media puts out or see anything the media puts out on TV, whatever, ask yourself, what reaction are they looking to get? When they do a human interest story, what reaction are they looking to get? Are they looking to portray somebody in a sympathetic light to make you say, oh, wow, this is sad? Usually that is attached to some sort of legislation or bill or political agenda. And you're supposed to look at this sad story of these children and come away and say, oh my gosh, we need action. When you look at a story like this, what are they trying to do? They're trying to bait you into anger. They're trying to bait you. They stoke these things. These are pretty isolated cases of people out there who are mentally unstable, and they're just evil at heart. Always remind yourself, when you see this and you get tempted to take the rage bait, just remember, this is a very, very small minority of people that are so unhinged, that they think this way. And also, there's the possibility they don't even really think that way. They're just being given a role to play. Here's our next one. Houston mayoral appointee Sade Perkins fired over inappropriate Camp Mystic flood comments. A Houston mayoral appointee went ballistic by criticizing a Texas campsite where seven little girls perished in floodwaters, then blaming Donald Trump for the tragedy. In a series of cruel videos, Sade Perkins vented her frustrations, calling Camp Mystic, quote, whites-only Christian camp. Hours after a heavy deluge ripped through in Hunt on the 4th of July. I know I'm going to get canceled for this, but Camp Mystic is a whites-only girls Christian camp, she raged on TikTok as girls were still missing. Now, what the hell would this even have to do? So, again, this insinuation that I guess these kids deserved this. They don't even have a token Asian. They don't have a token black person. It's an all-white, whites-only conservative Christian camp. Perkins was admonished by Houston Mayor John Whitmire, who said he would take steps to remove her from the board. However, she doubled down by blaming Trump, Texas Governor Abbott, and Lieutenant Governor Patrick for the tragedy, describing it as as totally preventable. But is it a tragedy? I mean, she just basically said they deserved it, just like this other woman. But then she's trying to sort of dress it up. It was preventable. She complained she'd become the scapegoat. She'd become the scapegoat to cover up for the F-up of a flood. Instead, arguing the reason for the natural disaster was, of course, your friendly MAGA Trump up there in the White House. And this makes no sense. I'm not even going to go on with this. This is one of those points. I'm 9 minutes into this, and I'm wishing now I hadn't even done these stories. Look, this is rage bait. Don't take it. I mean, you can skim through it and look. There's, you know, and I guess observe the fact that the mass, that these are the people who are against hate. These were always the people who were just a few years ago running around accusing everybody else of hate, being guilty of hate. And hate has no place in our society. And we should have hate speech laws. And we should have this against hate and this against hate. And the mask comes off. And unsurprisingly, we see what's underneath. Once again, it is all pure projection. How do you, you know, how do you classify this? You know, I just, this is who these people are. Again, I'm sorry, I went in two stories. We're too far deep. I don't feel like restarting the whole show. I kind of wish I hadn't even done these stories. I wish I hadn't taken the bait. Politics, you don't want to get into this point where everything is about politics. Trump did that. It wouldn't matter if the senile Biden was babbling around in the White House. You know, this is not a political thing. These things happen. Let's get into more interesting stuff. Here we have, I thought this was something. This is just, again, where the media continues to play this role of theater, you know, stage master, director of propaganda. But this headline is, "The Last Video of Jeffrey Epstein Alive. Trump officials release tape of pedophile financier walking to prison cell where he allegedly killed himself." Now, I'll try to remember, as always, to put my links in here. Sometimes I forget. And you can watch the video yourself, but I'll spoil it for you. It doesn't show shit. It doesn't show anything. It's some grainy footage, and you can see guards walking somebody in a jumpsuit across there. And just coincidentally, where the security camera video is, there's a handrail that completely blocks out any and all faces. So you can't actually see. But you just take their word for it that this is Epstein. A spoiler alert for you. Epstein is sitting on a beach somewhere. He's in Tel Aviv probably somewhere. Or on some Mediterranean beach, sipping margaritas, having a big time. CCTV footage taken outside of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein's cell has now been released 6 years after the notorious pedophile was found dead. I harp on this, and I was thinking about it. You know, they keep saying pedophile, while at the same time, there's no actual pedophilia having been admitted to, but yet maybe there is an admission in the fact that they do continue. Up to this point, I've focused on the fact that words mean things and they keep saying pedophile when so far there's no sign of pedophilia. Yes, under legal age of consent, girls were trafficked here. Basically, they were prostitutes. And I'm not even sure that, I mean, where his island was, what jurisdiction was that under, and what is the age of consent there? But I got to thinking about another angle of that as I was looking at this story to use here. And I'm thinking maybe they're telling us out in the open. You know, they're not telling us about the actual children, actual pedophilia that was going on. And yet, in a way, the media is admitting to it by continually using this term. While at the same time, so you're looking at it and you're confused. You're like, why do they keep saying pedophile? Where are the children, the literal children, pre-puberty children, who were victimized here? Where are the bodies buried? Maybe Pizzagate isn't so far-fetched after all. You see, it's an admission while not actually admitting, if you get where I'm coming from. Around 11 hours of CCTV footage taken from inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York City on August 9th and 10th, 2019, has been publicly revealed for the first time amid a probe into his death. Following his arrest on multiple charges, including sex trafficking, he was found unresponsive in his cell early in the morning of August 10th and was later declared dead in hospital. And again, look, if you think that was actually him, I don't know what to tell you. You just, I really don't. I don't have time to really get into that, I guess, but just do a little bit of just cursory digging. I mean, come on. We're supposed to believe that they wheeled his body out and just so happened to have the blanket positioned in a way where you could get a profile of the side of his face, which like never happens. Coroners at the time ruled he'd committed suicide by hanging, and now an FBI and Department of Justice investigation into his death has concluded the same. The footage released on the DOJ's website as part of the investigation that was started following a campaign pledge by President Trump appears to show the orange-clad pedophile being led to a cell by a guard and being trailed by a second at 7:49 p.m. on the night of August 9th. It does not appear to show anything of the sort. There's a hand where the footage is so grainy and so bad, it could be anybody. And then to top it all off, when they walk across the floor, there's this huge baluster handrail for, you know, because this is being taken from a second floor down to a first floor, and the handrail completely covers up anybody's face. Like, they wanted to be sure nobody might be able to analyze this video and call bullshit on it. It's so in your face. It's so obviously stupid. So obviously fake as to be laughable. Again, the media tells you a story. They create a narrative. What reaction do they want you to have? Oh, well, obviously that must have been him. He really did kill himself. The two guards and Epstein were apparently seen walking across the common area as they moved to a cell in the video, according to U.S. news site Axios. The Department of Justice said that while the footage, which was taken between 7:40 p.m. and 6:40 a.m. the next day, doesn't show his cell door, that's handy, it would capture anyone moving to it. But it's not him. And other than guards leaving, no one else walks to or from Epstein's cell. A prior Department of Justice report said that between 10:40 p.m. on August 9th and about 6:30 a.m. on August 10th, no one was seen entering Epstein's cell tier. There's so many questions you could have here that they're obviously steering you away from. You see, the only question you're supposed to have is if anybody went in there and killed Epstein. Not whether or not that was ever him. Do you really think he was frog marched into a cell and locked up? Do you really think that? This guy is a billionaire. Running a Mossad blackmail operation. Do you really think he was marched into a cell? Do you really think? What I find more amazing isn't how fake this shit is. What I find really amazing is that with the AI technology they have access to, which is way more than what everybody else has access to. With the AI technology they have access to and 6 years to come up with more convincing fake evidence, this is the best they could do. You know, it makes you wonder if there are people involved that really are disgusted by this and they're intentionally making it stupid, just kind of, you know, with plausible deniability on their part. 6 years. Access to far advanced AI, and the most convincing thing they can come up with is a grainy video that doesn't show anybody's face because it just so happens, just the camera just so happens to be positioned in a way. Who positions a security camera like this, by the way, that's supposed to, you know, give you where you can see what's going on and it doesn't show anything? And this is the best they can do. The joint investigation has concluded that Epstein was not murdered. Oh, this is so handy. This is right up there when the police beat the shit out of somebody and then, you know, they investigate themselves and find they did no wrongdoing. This is this on a large scale. The joint investigation has concluded that Epstein was not murdered. Nor did he blackmail powerful figures or keep a client list. The memo from the FBI and DOJ announced that no one involved in the Epstein case will follow former right-hand woman Ghislaine Maxwell to prison, as no further charges will be filed. So there you go. Nothing to see here. Totally not a Mossad blackmail operation. It's just... nothing to see here. And the media reports this with a straight face. I laugh every time they talk about having a free... One of the great things about our democracy value system here in the West compared to, you know, authoritarian regimes like in Russia, China, or Belarus is, you see, one of the things that sets us apart from places like North Korea is we have a free... We don't have a state-run press. We have a free press. A free press. That reports some bullshit like this with a straight face. We investigated ourselves and found out there was no blackmail operation being run by Mossad. There's nothing. There's no client list. Client list? Y'all are going on about client lists. And there's no client list. There's nothing. Nothing. It's just nothing to see here. This guy was trafficking hookers. And even though the media themselves keep saying pedophile, 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 they're saying they're basically just underage teenage girls. And totally rich and powerful people and politicians were not a part of this, like, at all. And then this guy got arrested for it because we totally have justice here under this system. And he hung himself in his cell. End of story. You even saw his face when the blanket happened to be partially removed when they wheeled him out. What else do you people want? So there you go. Case closed. But you know what? Here you have a case. Again, the fact that this was a Mossad blackmail operation is so obvious. You know, I know they don't like people like us talking about it. But look, you're not fooling anybody. Okay, anybody with any common sense can look at this and put the pieces together. You're not really fooling anybody. The only people that might be fooled are ones that don't care anyway. You know, they're not. They don't care to the point that they're just essentially brain dead. Anybody else just looking at this knows. You're not fooling anybody. This is very low tier. Speaking of low tier, now we've got this, and they're telling us this totally was not a blackmail operation. This is totally not what it obviously appears to be. Now we're going to flip and go to the other extreme of a happening where the media is reporting to us again with a complete straight face. Obvious propaganda that, you know, outrage propaganda. Well, just absolute fear porn sort of gibberish. Hamas gang rape horror revealed in shocking new report. Terrorists stripped October 7th sex attack victims, tied them to trees, and mutilated them during systemic onslaught. They've tried to float this so many times, and it keeps falling flat, and they don't seem to understand why. Look, I don't know how much they monitor what people like us say. I don't know how much, but if they are, and if they monitor the show and listen to it, look, this isn't working because it's stupid. You know, I mean, it's not because people are out here pointing out how stupid it is. It is not working because it's just obviously ridiculous to any person capable of critical thought. At all. You had Hamas come in, do this military operation to grab hostages and run back across so that later they could exchange them. They wind up in firefights with the IDF. It's already been documented the IDF killed a bunch of Israelis with their their Hannibal doctrine. A lot of these people died. They were in firefights with the IDF, helicopters coming in and machine gunning people. And we're supposed to believe in the midst of all this, they're tying people to trees and raping them. I know. Look, I know. I know. We're supposed to read this and think it has nothing to do with the actual legitimate stories that have come out. And to their credit, some of these stories were revealed by the Israeli press themselves, because it turns out in Israel, they have more of a free press than we do. That the IDF were literally raping prisoners, anally raping prisoners, male prisoners, female prisoners, torturing people. You're supposed to throw this out the window, these reports out the window, and look at this. And think, you're supposed to come away from this and think this is totally real. Victims of the Hamas-led massacre in Israel. There was no massacre. There were firefights. People were killed. Yes. Why does this story not admit to the documented evidence? And again, this isn't just from some right-wing people on the internet. Israeli media themselves have revealed that a lot of these Israeli citizens were killed by the IDF to keep them from being taken hostage. Helicopters coming in and machine gunning anything that moves, whether they were Hamas or whether they were Israeli citizens. This doesn't get mentioned. And again, we're supposed to believe that in the midst of all this, let's stop it. Hamas is like, let's stop everything. I tell you what, Abdul, Muhammad, y'all go up there and keep, you know, hold down fire. Give us some cover fire. We're going to stop everything and have a rape fest over here. Victims of the Hamas-led massacre in Israel were said to have been found. Were said to have been. Said by who? Were said to have been found partially or fully naked with their hands tied with evidence. Evidence. We're not going to get any of this evidence, by the way. Spoiler alert. With evidence of gang rapes, followed by execution, genital mutilation, according to a new report. I'm surprised they didn't have time to, you know, when they came in with the paraplanes or whatever, the little parachute things. I guess they didn't have a big enough one to just drop in a cage with an eagle and a bear in it. The Dyna Project's report, commissioned to counter denial, misinformation, and global silence, will be published on Tuesday and illustrate how Hamas used sexual violence as a tactical weapon for war during the October 7th, 2023 incursion, according to The Times, which reviewed the report. As a tactical weapon? How is that a tactical weapon? What tactic would they be accomplishing here? No, seriously. Okay, their mission, I don't think anyone argues what their mission was. Their mission was to come in, kidnap some Israeli citizens, and try to use those as a bartering chip to exchange for some of the countless thousands of Palestinians that were being held and actually being raped and tortured, by the way, by the Israelis. That was the mission. What tactic would, where in accomplishing this mission would the tactic of let's do genital mutilation and a gang rape in the middle of a firefight come in? The project, partially funded by the British government, because of course it is, brings together all available evidence. Again, no evidence here. There is no evidence. What would the evidence be? In finding clear patterns emerged in how sexual violence was perpetrated. The report concludes violence was widespread and systemic during the attacks. It is said to include previously untold, here's some of your evidence, untold descriptions of alleged violence at the Nova Music Festival near the border with Gaza on the Israeli highway route 232 with the military base of Nahal Oz and Relem near Oz and Kafir Azir Kibbutz. I didn't say none of that, right? I don't care. It includes testimonies from 15 hostages who've returned to Israel since the assault. Let's stop here. Again, we're supposed to forget that there have been hostages released that said, you know, Hamas treated them fine. Remember them? No, you don't remember them because they are quickly whitewashed and told to shut up. These hostages that were released and said, no, we were being bombed on by our own government. But, I mean, they did everything to keep us alive. You know, I remember one reading where one hostage that was released said that, you know, they weren't really worried about Hamas. They were hunkered down with Hamas with bombs dropping over their position because they're down in the tunnels, worried that they were going to be killed by the IDF. Yes, don't remember that. A survivor of alleged attempt rape at the Nova Music Festival and interviews with witnesses, first responders, and therapists treating traumatized survivors. Dozens of victims were said to have often been found tied to trees or poles in the middle of a firefight with helicopter gunships raining down machine gun fire. They're tying people to poles and trees for rape. Many returning from captivity in Gaza also described forced nudity, physical and verbal harassment, sexual assaults, and threats of forced marriage, it says. Many of the witnesses spoke of the victims being shot by the IDF. No, they don't say that, of course. And them still trying to rape. On top of, we're supposed to believe the Epstein thing. It's just, this is an assault on your mind because it's so absurd. Listen to this. Many of the witnesses spoke of victims being shot. Okay, they came over here to kidnap these people to use as an exchange. I don't think anyone argues that was the mission. This gibberish here is because Israel has completely lost any sort of public relations war. They've lost one of their most effective instruments in the West, which is run-of-the-mill leftists, because what they've done in Gaza is so over the top that nobody can just look at that and say, that's fine. Except for a few bought and paid for Christian Zionist preachers on TV that are somehow saying this is what God condones this or something. This is some kind of attempt to reel that back in, to somehow get some kind of moral high ground. And this is the best they can do. This. Listen to this. Many of the witnesses spoke of the victims being shot and them still trying to rape a dead body, said Sharon Zagagi Pinhas, a former chief military of someone from the IDF. What a shot. A former chief military prosecutor of the Israeli Army who's been working with project founder Professor Ruth Haparin Kadari. I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to assault your intelligence any longer. It's like, after repeatedly bombing refugee camps, hospitals, claiming those are Hamas, and now the story has come out. People are slowly getting this information that they're setting. In fact, our own Dr. Johnson has reported on it here at Radio Albion about how Israel has now, they banned all food aid groups, all humanitarian aid groups from the UN, anywhere else. And they themselves are running these aid distribution points and bringing in mercenaries and the IDF themselves. And when the people show up because they're starving to death, and they're gunning him down. And this story is slowly making it out. You know, you're not going to see it reported in the Daily Mail, of course, but it's slowly getting out there that they're gunning down starving people who are so desperate they're showing up hoping for a cup of rice and they're willing to risk getting shot in the head. And they get shot in the head, they don't get the cup of rice. They've been bombing civilians, telling them to go to these refugee camps, bombing the refugee camps, bombing the hospital, bombing the UN, bombing aid agencies, anybody else. And now they're just now realizing, hey, this kind of looks bad. Do you think? And this is their answer to that. It's like somebody, the light finally went off. It's a little late, guys. You should have had better PR people, you know, years ago before it got to this point. Because it's too late. There's nothing you're going to do to dress up what you're doing. You can put out all this bullshit you want to. You can claim that Hamas drug in a cage with an eagle and a bear in it, or, you know, they. What's next? You know, Hamas brought a they brought a mobile gas chamber and forced them in there. Look, this is guys. This is stupid. No, I know you're trying to reel back. You're trying to get some kind of reestablish some kind of position with some kind of moral high ground. And I know you're not going to listen to me anyway, but I'm telling you what you're doing with a story like this is making things worse. You can flood the comments of stories like this with as many paid shills and bots as you want to, going, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is so horrible. Look, nobody's believing this shit. When you proofread this, when you look back over the story and you sign off and approve of this and say, yes, put it out there. Do you really imagine that anybody who has been protesting what you're doing to the Palestinians, all of the countless, it's impossible to have not seen the pictures of dead people, dead men, women, and children, hospitals blown up, people being slaughtered, and now these stories are getting out of what you're doing with the quote-unquote humanitarian aid, just using it like a deer feeder to bait desperate starving people in so you can gun them down. And your answer to that is this. This is the best you can do. Really. This is it. I know it's tempting to just keep doubling down. Trust me, a obvious bullshit story like this is making it worse. You're not going to believe me. You're not going to listen, and you're going to say, "Oh no." Don't believe him. But I'm telling you, this is making it worse. If you came out with a story that was at least halfway plausible, if you die, look. Go into Gaza and hand out some humanitarian aid and let the media come in and take pictures of you trying to be humanitarian. That would be, it would be disingenuous, but it would be more convincing than tying people to the poles, shooting them, and then raping the dead body in the middle of a firefight. I mean, this is, anybody who is so low IQ that they believe this, they're not worth convincing anyway. I mean, you could just save the money, the time, and the effort, and you just could have come out with a story and go, we're not doing any of those things. And anybody who's low enough IQ to believe this, I mean, look, again, I know you think I'm just being an evil hater here, and I'm not. I'm just telling you, this is so stupid. Nobody's believing this. Nobody. I remember, you know, we had this recent thing where Greta Thunberg, you know, and they did a publicity stunt of bringing the boat, you know, with humanitarian aid. And of course, the IDF intercepted the boat. And it was funny because I heard that they tried to make them watch a video about October 7th. And Greta and I guess some of the others refused to watch the video. I can see why. Because I'm assuming the video was something along the lines of this story. This is not working. You need a different. You got to dial it back, guys. I'm sorry. I know you think if you can just keep pushing forward. And we're at the point that the only people, you know, aside again, and this is paid shills too, but you know, aside from some lunatic Christian Zionists and their bought and paid for leadership, you know, you don't get a mega church and you're on TV. You know, for free, you know, but aside from that, the only people supporting you are the bought and paid for politicians who totally weren't at any way involved in a blackmail operation surrounding Epstein. Totally not. You know, nobody else, because nobody else in good conscience can support what you're doing here. You know, we had the story I started off with, the two annoying women that were basically saying the little kids deserved it. Even those people cannot excuse what you've done. I mean, you've lost those lunatics. You're down to the only people publicly supporting you are paid for shills and politicians who totally weren't a part of the blackmail, Mossad blackmail operation being run by Epstein and Maxwell. You've lost the moral, any sort of moral justification. It's so far gone now. There's really not much you can do to salvage it. But stories like this are making it worse. You don't think it is. I can't believe anybody looked at this and signed off on it. This is making it worse. And nobody is buying this bullshit. We'll wrap up on that note. I will be back tomorrow with the Parish of the Patriots show. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, of course, will be here Wednesday with the Orthodox Nationalists. And as always, Dr. Johnson will wrap up our week for Thursday with his installment of the Daily Nationalist, which is something we all always look forward to. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. I hope you have a good week. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.